Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're glad you're here with us today on this fourth Sunday of Easter, April 22nd, 2018. And it looks like the weather is getting a little bit better for us, and coming out of the what seems to be coming out of winter and into spring. And we see things that are, you know, things are starting to grow. The plants are starting to grow. The trees are starting to bud. And it's a beautiful time for new beginnings. But, you know, my brothers and sisters, I run into a lot of pain throughout my week. People who have, lost children, children who have died. And, various things, sicknesses and auto accidents and things like that. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to pray. We need to pray for people who are suffering. Your life may be going just fine, and for the most part, people's lives do go, along and things go along fine. But then tragedy strikes, and tragedy comes, suffering comes to everyone, comes to all of our houses, comes to all of our homes, and our countries. And, do not be an island all by yourself, okay? Don't just be an American, be a great American. You know, the great Americans of this country have always fought for freedom. And not just for freedom for people within our own borders, but people outside of our borders, people in other countries, people in other nations. Because they were suffering, see? And we don't look at that. And we just don't look at that. Why people want to come to America. Most people who want to come to America are suffering. They're suffering. They're suffering the lack of freedom. And I know sometimes people will come to this country and they want to change it back to the way their country was, that is suffering. But the reason why their country is suffering is because they don't have freedom of religion. They don't have, there's no freedom to vote. There's no freedom for women, And I was thinking about that today, too. There are still songs that play on the radio. There's that Robin Thicket song that still plays on the radio. You talk about disgusting lyrics, but the radio stations still play it. They still play it because, people like the beat of the music. They like the way the song sounds. But the lyrics are disgusting. They're very inappropriate, very demeaning to women, very demeaning to women. And I think we need to stand up and start talking about that too. Not just what's on going behind closed doors in Hollywood and New York or wherever, but the abuses that are happening right in front of us. And we don't realize it. We don't call people out on it. People who just all of a sudden just decide, I don't want to be married anymore. I don't want to be married to you anymore. And do things like that. Just horrible things, great sadness that comes upon these families, great tragedies, great suffering. And we as Christians, especially as Catholic Christians, need to speak up, need to say something. And Pope Francis just recently in his apostolic exhortation, to gather those words inside of my head before they came out, just a beautiful thing on the call to holiness in today's world. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's what the scriptures are pointing to today. A calling out of holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. That name. And even when I hear that, Jesus Christ, it makes me stand up. It makes me think. It makes me have courage. And it brings me to attention that what am I doing? What are the things I'm looking at? What are the things I'm listening to? Or am I just, going along with the beat? The beat sounds good, blah, blah, blah. And I don't listen to the words that are being said. And this can happen in churches too. some of the big mega churches, you know, you love the music. The music's great and the people are great and the coffee's great and the donuts are great. But what are they preaching? Are they worshiping Jesus Christ? Are they worshiping God? Or are we worshiping ourselves? And we need to ask ourselves this. Or are we praying for those people who are suffering? Or is it just all about me? Right? Me, me, me. Me, myself, and I. This self-centeredness. This extreme self-centeredness. And we need to break free of that. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward here, we're going to read some of the scripture readings for today. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. We're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, all over southwestern Michigan, this radio program. And we bring you the Word of God for this week. The Liturgy of the Eucharist, you're going to have to go to church. You're going to have to go to the community and be with us and pray with us and kneel down with us and worship with us. And you notice that I said us, 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 we. And another reminder, too, you know, I'm in recovery. I'm a recovering alcoholic. And I know how important the we is. Not me, but the we. You and I together. See? So, it's such an important thing for us to think about. For us to contemplate on. And how important it is that I include other people in my life. So our first reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles. It's Acts 4, 8 through 12. That's Acts 4, 8 through 12. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all of the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord. Powerful words for us to contemplate. So we'll come back to that. Our second reading today. Second reading, so think about that. Acts of the Apostles, right? Think about that as we go into our next reading. Our second reading is from 1 John 3, 1 through 2. That's 1 John 3, 1 through 2. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet, so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The Word of the Lord. Another great reading. So, okay, now we're going to go on to the Gospel reading. The Gospel of John. This is John 10, 11 through 14. It's the Gospel of John 10, chapter 10, 11 through 18.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. They also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And may the words of this Gospel wipe away our sins. Powerful words we hear today, my brothers and sisters, from the Holy Scriptures, from the Catholic Mass that is celebrated all over the world this very day. And, you know, often I talk about, you know, who do you follow, you know. And we even have to be careful with people who we follow, preachers or priests or clerics or rabbis. Pastors, reverends, deacons, and making sure that we're following Jesus Christ and that we're not following the beat of the fancy music or the great choir or the great donuts or the fancy church or the soft seats. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ suffered greatly. His mother suffered greatly. And I had this conversation with someone this week too, and I just want to touch on this very quickly. But for those of you who do not know the Blessed Mother Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and maybe you've got a kind of an attitude towards her that she's just a regular person, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, she suffered greatly. Suffered greatly. From the point to where she brings the child to Simeon in the temple, which is in Scripture, early on, where Simeon says to her that a sword shall pierce your heart, and basically giving the prophecy that Jesus will die. She knows from the very beginning and suffers from the very beginning, Our Lady does, Blessed Mother Mary. From the very beginning, the soldiers are looking for him. They want to kill him. Herod wants to murder him. And they flee to Egypt. All through that life, up until his crucifixion, during the crucifixion, after the crucifixion, the Blessed Mother Mary suffered greatly. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to think twice before you say an unkind word about Jesus' mother. And even greater than that, think about the person who said those things to you, that she's just an ordinary person. She's no big deal. She's just like you and I. She's just another person. She is not. She is the holiest human being that has ever walked the face of this earth and probably will ever walk the face of this earth. She is the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus Christ, who has risen. I just wanted to say that as a footnote. Think about that. Just think about that. And who may teach you those things, that type of hatred, to hate that woman, to discount that woman, and why they would do that. In my opinion, only Satan would do that. Maybe strong words, and yes, they are, because there are strong words that come against her, that insult her, and most of all, insult her son. As we look onto the scriptures today, this beautiful Acts of the Apostles, the name of Jesus means God saves. The name of Jesus heals us. It is not just the Jews who are to blame for the death of Jesus Christ, some people may think. We all take part of that blame in our humanity, our sickness, for wanting to free a criminal rather than to free Jesus. To set death free into the world rather than to set life free into the world. We still deal with that this very day. And we still deal with it in many churches today, in many synagogues, in many temples, in many gymnasiums, where people speak, people talk about God, talk about their God. Our second reading from 1 John is also very powerful. We wait for the return of Jesus Christ. We can see him in the Eucharist. And the pure of heart will see the face of Jesus face to face. Faith makes us taste in advance the beatific vision of heaven. We will see Jesus face to face in heaven. But in a certain way, we see Jesus face to face when we go to the Catholic Mass, when we go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, when we go to adoration and we look upon the host, we look upon the risen Jesus, the risen Lord in our midst. Face to face in the Holy Eucharist. Our lives are supposed to transfigure into the likeness of God. Our pure heart, the pure of heart, they will see God. Just as it's written in Scripture in the first Beatitude, the pure of heart will see God. So how do I get to that purity of heart, when I can really see God in the Eucharist, see God in adoration, see God in the Catholic Church, see God in myself. Well, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, it starts with prayer. It starts with a lot of surrender. It starts with a lot of forgiveness. And yes, there is much work. Much work it takes for this to happen. Yes, is it done by the grace of God? Absolutely. These words, my breathing is by the grace of God. Our very existence. You're listening to this. All grace. This life, this world, all grace, all grace. None of us deserve any of this. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, how many of us do it? How many of us go to reconciliation? How many of us pray every day or two or three times a day? How many of us encourage our children for vocations to the priesthood or religious life? How many of us encourage that? Encouraged our nephews and nieces to do that? And the reason why, I think, my brothers and sisters, why we don't encourage them to lead the holy life is because we ourselves do not want to lead the holy life. We do not want to be saints. We do not want to be holy. We want to do what we want to do. I can watch what I want on the TV set. I'm a grown person. We even have in the Catholic Church, I'm not going to kneel down. During the consecration, the holiest time of the entire Mass, I will not kneel down. Not all Catholic churches, of course, but some. But some. And the pastor's okay. Because we're grown adults. Well, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, look around. We need to get on our knees. And we need to beg for God's forgiveness. And not just Catholics, everybody. Not just Christians, everybody. Muslims, Hindus, atheists, Presbyterians, everybody needs to get on their knees. We need to change that around too. In case you're just joining us, my brothers and sisters, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zumluck, and you're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. If you're listening and want to listen to more Catholic radio, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net, 91.5 FM in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area, and 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. And, you know, just powerful stuff. We talk about vocations. And you know, as the family falls apart, so does vocations. And it's not just happening in the Catholic Church. It's happening in all religions. And in a lot of the other, you know, some of the super churches and stuff like that, it's just a big entertainment festival. It's not about worshiping God. It's not about right-sizing myself. It's not about confessing my sins or saying I'm sorry. It's about, you entertain me. Make me feel good. Make me have goosebumps. And then I'll be saved. I'm all set. It's not about baptism, reconciliation, the anointing of confirmation, the holiness of marriage, that we are to get married once. A man and a woman married once for life and stay together till death do we part, to raise our children in a holy way? No, we don't want to do that. And I'll tell you what, my brothers and sisters, that's why we have what we have today. That's why we have this chaos that we have today. In many ways we've brought it upon ourselves. You know, for the world, it's been 100 years since, you know, in Russia, they started aborting children very early on. Very heinous thing. Most horrible thing that could ever be done. Has been being done for the last 100 years. And we wonder why we have World War I, World War II, and all the wars since. And the wars that continue. And the violence that continues. And the disrespect towards women that continues. And the destruction of the family that continues. And none of us want to pray. And none of us want to get on our knees. And none of us want to pray. And none of us want to reach out and holler out for the name of Jesus. Jesus, help me. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, change me. Some very powerful words from Pope Francis recently in his call to holiness in the world today. A couple of things that I had highlighted and really kind of shocked me in a way. When the Pope, the Holy Father, speaks about sin, you know, speaks about our obsession, speaks about our malice and our anger and the things that we are so caught up into, that the things of ourselves, you know, just me. And just want to mention this. Yeah, so Pope Francis mentions this. This is from number 165, paragraph 165. And I invite you to go to the USCCB website, and you can just print it out, this apostolic exhortation, Gaudi Est Estolate, which is the call to holiness, and rejoice and be glad. Okay, so rejoice and be glad. That's his apostolic exhortation. So here we go. I want to read this quickly here. It says, spiritual corruption is worse than the fall of a sinner, for it is comfortable and self-satisfied form of blindness. Everything then appears acceptable. Deception, slander, egotism, and other subtle forms of self-centeredness. For even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 2:11. So Solomon ends his days, whereas David, who sinned greatly, was able to make up for the disgrace. Jesus warns us against this self-deception that easily leads to corruption. He spoke of a person freed from the devil, who, convinced that his life was now in order, ended up being possessed by seven other evil spirits. Luke 11. Another biblical text puts it bluntly: the dog turns back to his own vomit. 2 Peter 2 and Proverbs 26:11. So my brothers and sisters, Pope Francis puts this very bluntly. And so I put that to you today as well, very bluntly, because the time is short for us all, brothers and sisters. Many of us will be called home today. And the question is, are you that same dog that can return to that? I know that quite plainly, you know, being in recovery, and how easily it is to return back to the drinking, return back to the addiction. So easily it is to leave my wife, or for my wife, for the wife to leave the husband, or for the children to leave the family, for us to abandon one another. And in a certain sense, my brothers and sisters, it is like a dog returning to his own vomit. I hate to leave you with that, being this so close to lunchtime, but my brothers and sisters, this is a fact we need to face. Do I pray? Do I repent for my sinfulness? Do I try to change? And so as we go forward this week, my brothers and sisters, let these words not fall on deaf ears. Let today be the day that change takes place. A change, instead of hatred, that I bring love. Instead of anger, I bring joy. Instead of more death, I bring life. You can do that. With the help of Jesus Christ, you can do that. And I can do that. So as we go forward this week, let us pray for this transformation. Even with these hard words that Pope Francis mentions, these really stark words, let those stark words be a warning for us, a reality for us, who are adults, are grown-ups, that we need to change, that we need to make a choice. And let it be the choice of Jesus Christ. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.